some more now on those earmarks that David Wellner referred to, which in some circles are also known as pork, local projects funded by federal dollars. Today, Senator Daschle named just a few.
You will find $2 million to encourage young people to play golf, $500,000 for halibut data collection, money for a replica mule barn in LaSalle, Illinois. Most ironic, $500,000 for the, quote, exercise and hard choices program at the University of Akron, which attempts to replicate House and Senate meetings in which congressional members review a budget and vote to include or exclude various options.
There are thousands of these projects in the spending bill, and it might take several broadcasts of this program to read them all. Instead, here are a few.
Research is definitely a recurring theme. $180,000 for seafood waste research in Fairbanks, Alaska. $1.4 million for molecular genome research in Phoenix. And $90,000 for carnal bunt research in Manhattan, Kansas. Carnal bunt is a fungal disease that affects wheat and rye crops.
There would be funding for West Nile virus research in Gainesville, Florida, autism research in Bethesda, Maryland, and Formosan subterranean termite research in New Orleans.
A lot of the money is earmarked toward building things. $225,000 for the construction of the Blue-Gray Civil War theme park in Laurel County, Kentucky. $110,000 to build a dental clinic in Bassfield, Mississippi. $500,000 for a bike path in St. Petersburg, Florida.
One of the big winners, the Iowa Environmental Project, could get $50 million for its construction project.
I'm David Ullman, the chief administrator of the Iowa Environmental Project. Located in the heartland in the Midwest, right next door to the University of Iowa, it will represent several ecosystems, prairie and wetlands that are indigenous to the Midwest, and also a reconstructed rainforest ecosystem under a translucent dome of about 4.5 acres. The purpose of all of this is educational for students, for teachers, and learning on science, ecology. So we believe there's a rightful role for the federal government to participate in this. Certainly people in the state and around the Midwest will as well.
Madison, Wisconsin would get $270,000 for potato storage.
Walla Walla, Washington would get $3 million to widen Highway 12.
And San Fernando Valley, California would get $100,000 to build an intergenerational daycare center.
Our staff asked Nevada Congressman Jim Gibbons about the $225,000 that he's pushing to repair a public swimming pool in the town of Sparks.
This is the community's only swimming pool in a community of 75,000 people now. And it's something that I think, as part of our obligation on the federal level to ensure that taxpayer dollars are returned to the taxpayers in the communities from which they came, if I didn't put this request in, then somebody would put a request in for their district and the money might very well go to that district, reducing the amount of money that would be returned to Nevada.
$1 million would go to a cardiac emergency center in Niagara Falls, another $1 million for an after-school program in Kansas City, and $1 million for a forensics lab in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania.
And just a few more that caught our eye, one that Senator Daschle alluded to, $2 million for the First Tee program in St. Augustine, Florida, to provide affordable access to golf for everyone, especially kids.
$450,000 for the Johnny Appleseed Heritage Center in Ashland County, Ohio.
And last but certainly not least, $90,000 for audio equipment at the Cowgirl Hall of Fame in Fort Worth, Texas.
Just a few of our favorite things in the omnibus spending bill currently before the Senate.